Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. I'm delighted to welcome to the studio Anne Kleinard Barnhill, whose book Queen Elizabeth's Daughter is coming out. She wrote a previous novel called At the Mercy of the Queen, a novel of Anne Boleyn. She has a poetry chapbook out. She has a short story collection out and something I plan to read, a memoir called At Home in the Land of Oz, Autism, My Sister and Me. So as you can imagine from all this, this is a lady with many layers and many interests and a great deal of depth, and I'm just delighted to have her here. Anne, thank you for coming today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. You were just telling me a moment ago before we came on the air about your fascination with Queen Elizabeth and with the young woman who is Queen Elizabeth's daughter in the book, her ward, Mary Shelton. I just thought you had a fascination with that time period, sort of a random fascination, as we all seem to have with various times and places. But you actually have a genealogical connection. Please tell us about that.
Well, the Sheltons are ancestors of mine on my mother's side. And when I was a teenager, my grandmother told me about this connection. And I had just read a novel, The Concubine by Nora Lofts, about Anne Boleyn. And I loved Anne Boleyn. When you're 15, you're not quite sure how to handle your womanly ways.
Right.
And Anne Boleyn seemed to me a woman who could handle life. She could handle whatever came her way. She could manage a king for 7 years and bring him
amazing.
To marriage. Yeah, yeah. So I really love that. And then to find out that I was somehow connected to her was really exciting to me. So I started collecting books about Tudor England, and I would look at them and see if the Sheltons were mentioned, and then I would buy the book if they were. And just slowly began to collect books and information about the Shelton family. And my grandmother had a book about the Sheltons written in 1943 by a sheltered guy. And I got a copy of that from my aunt, who still has it, but I have the whole thing copied, and you can find all the information in that book. So just searching along, I found out about that, and it just made me really interested. I was already interested in the area because I've always loved Shakespeare, so it was just a nice connection.
Oh, I'm thinking about, as I've been reading the book, the times when the Queen is having players come in and entertain them. I think, ooh, was it any of Shakespeare's men, you know, coming in to put on plays for her and her court?
It wouldn't have been Shakespeare quite that early. Mm-hmm. This was in 1573, 74,
he's later.
So he would not have been. He would have been later.
Right.
But there were entertainments, surely.
Yes, lots of minstrels, lutenists, singers. And I was amazed in reading Queen Elizabeth's Daughter at the various abilities that the members of her court show. And she herself, quite a dancer and quite fluent in Latin and Greek and really interesting things. A woman of amazing intelligence and strength and charisma. Not necessarily a great beauty, but she knew how to use the assets she had to appear beautiful. Talk a little bit about the character of Queen Elizabeth, because she has been portrayed so many times, maybe not that accurately.
I think she's one of the most admirable women in history.
Mm-hmm.
She is all the things you just mentioned. She also was a writer. She wrote poetry. She wrote music. She performed music. She played the lute. As a matter of fact, there's a little episode where the Scottish ambassador had come after meeting Mary, Queen of Scots, and was talking about how well Mary played and how well Mary did this. And so Elizabeth managed to be playing her lute secretly, supposedly, and she made sure to have one of her people bring him by the door so he could hear her play. And she was able to get a compliment from him doing that. But she was amazing, and she was brilliant. She was a woman in a man's world.
Definitely.
And she learned how to use that to her advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And in brilliant ways.
Mm-hmm.
So she was I admire her very much.
Yes, it's fascinating. I'm about two-thirds of the way through the book, and I see we're coming up on one of the most difficult, really searingly horrible times in the history of England, when Elizabeth was confronted with Mary Queen of Scots and the people around her trying to usurp the throne and take over, and Elizabeth's life was in danger. And I'm still at the point in the book where she's absolutely refusing to take the life of Mary Queen of Scots. And I'm not to the point where she's actually right at that decision. I imagine that is in the book. If I keep going, yes?
Well, it continues to be a problem, but I don't think that she makes that decision in the book. She does make the decision to execute the Duke of Norfolk, who is flirting with Mary and flirting with the idea of marrying Mary. And if they married, it would be bad news for Elizabeth, because if they had a child and if it were a boy, they could easily turn against Elizabeth and turn the country back to Catholicism.
Wow.
So she lived in a very precarious position for most of her life. And in her older years, she took to keeping a rusty sword by her bed in case anyone burst in, because there were conspiracies and plots all around her for most of her life.
And how could she know who to trust and who not to trust? That must have been so difficult.
I think it was. I think she was a very good reader of people. And so she knew that Cecil, for example, was trustworthy because he was her friend before she came to power, when she was in disfavor, when her sister, as we know her, Bloody Mary, was on the throne. And so she could trust him. Robert Dudley, her favorite, and I believe who was the love of her life, they knew each other since childhood. And I believe they established a connection there that was trustworthy. Mm-hmm. Other than that, she didn't have a lot of people she trusted. Mm-hmm. Blanche Perry, one of her ladies-in-waiting, was with her since she was an infant, and she trusted her. Cat Ashley was another one. And I believe Mary Shelton was one as well.
Wonderful. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Anne Kleinard Barnhill. She is an author. She's written a book called At the Mercy of the Queen, a novel of Anne Boleyn, and now the latest one, Queen Elizabeth's Daughter, about Mary Shelton, a ward of Elizabeth I, who was very, very close to her. And it's so fascinating to read some times in history that we might be familiar with in Queen Elizabeth's life, but from the perspective of an intimate. Someone was right in her rooms, in her inner chambers with her, sleeping with her, sometimes cuddling with her, someone that was that close to the heartbeat of the Queen. And Anne is also an author of a poetry chapbook, a short story collection, and a memoir called At Home in the Land of Oz, Autism, My Sister and Me. I want you to know that she has a website. It's Anne with an E, A-N-N-E, Kleinard, C-L-I-N-A-R-D, Barnhill, just as it sounds, AnneKleinardBarnhill.com. Now, Anne is in town today from Holden Beach, but she'll be in town again on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Old Books on Front Street. She will be there signing copies of her book. And will you be doing a reading as well?
Yes, and I will also be wearing my Tudor costume.
Oh, you mentioned that. Yes, someone has made this for you. Talk about that, because I'm fascinated with the clothing of that era. It was so elaborate.
The clothing is amazing. And for the first book, I had only the Tudor underwear, and I toured around in the underwear. You know, it's like that dream you have. You're standing in front of a large crowd of people in your underwear.
You did it intentionally.
I was living the dream.
Living the dream. That's funny. Well, describe the dress that you have now.
Well, the dress itself is sort of a smoky blue, and it's got all this beige kind of embroidery all over it. Mm-hmm. There's a kirtle that's the same color of kind of an ivory.
And the kirtle is what?
The kirtle is the underskirt. Mm-hmm. There are like a zillion layers.
Right.
But there's the dress. The kirtle is the underskirt. Then the sleeves, the oversleeves, which are these large things hanging down, are a darker tan. Mm-hmm. And the hat, it's a French hood. Oh. And it also has those same colors. And my girlfriend from high school, well, middle school really, Becky Thacker, made the dress for me, and she just did an amazing job. She lives in Cary, and we've been friends all these years, and I knew she could do it because she was a home ec major.
There you go. Wow.
And she just has done a fantastic job. It's quite beautiful. I can't wait to wear the actual dress instead of just the underwear.
I know. That sounds great. I'm glad you've got a whole costume now. I remember being in a production of Romeo and Juliet a million years ago in Elizabethan dress, and we were dancing pavons and galliards, as are mentioned in your book, Queen Elizabeth's Daughter. But my skirt was many, many, many skirts, and it had weights in the hem to make it drape properly. My skirt was 40 pounds.
I believe it. I believe it. I will not be wearing all the stuff at one time because there's no way I could do that. I'm just going to wear either, I have like two outfits, either the underwear or the outerwear. And so depending on what the occasion is and the weather.
Yes. And you talk in the book about Queen Elizabeth's wardrobe and like how many dresses were a thousand?
She had 2,000 dresses and people would give her sleeves. The sleeves were separate from the dresses and had to be attached by ties. And so they would give her sleeves of silk for Christmas and all these fancy things to wear.
Amazing.
She had quite an amazing wardrobe.
Well, I could talk all day about this. I'm fascinated now with this time period and with your depiction of Queen Elizabeth and her ward, Mary Shelton. I highly recommend the book to you if you're listening right now. Go on Sunday to Old Books on Front Street, right across from WHQR, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Anne Kleinard Barnhill will be there signing copies of Queen Elizabeth's Daughter and reading from it. She may or may not be in her underwear or either the underwear or the outerwear. She has yet to decide that, but she'll be dressed in Tudor dress. Anne, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're most welcome.